Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Pay for a pill. Pay for a pill.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. That's right, another True Pharmacy production coming at you. All the way from booming Poland. We relayed through Austin, Texas to the rest of the world. Yeah. Right here on RBN. And, yes, of course, brought to you by TLBTalk.com, brand new free speech social network. If you're not on RBN, I don't know what you're doing with your social networking life. Yes, yes, indeed. Oh, wow. What a day today. Yes, today is, well, traditionally I have Vinny Eastwood here on the show from the Vinny Eastwood Show for my birthday because, you know, he's a special treat. Again, someone who inspired me to do radio myself, actually. Did a lot of research, did a lot of rabbit hole tunneling when I became a target individual. You know, it's one thing being born and actually being educated by highly awakened people around me. You know, being awakened, being enlightened is not something that was new to me, but what was new to me is just the iceberg in itself. The iceberg, it gets ever so deep. And in my journey to get to the bottom levels of that iceberg, I came across lots of great independent media sources with real information, because these people have done their due diligence for real research and their search for truth. You know, people like Maxwell Jordan, Max Egan, and of course, amongst those people, you have Benny Eastwood. it was wonderful coming across such exquisitely profound people. And these are profound people. And I wish there was some independent media hall of fame, because I just to stay on the Eastwood side of it, we have the equivalent today here with us of Clint Eastwood in the independent media realm. This man is a legend. I can say I love him dearly because of his influence on my life, and therefore the influence in the things that I do today. And again, a key component and a reason why we have this show currently. Yes, that's right, the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. So, you know, without further ado, I should go ahead and welcome him onto the show. Vinny, you there?
One can only hope.
There you are. Yes, you are here. Well, you're either here or you're there. You know, that's always
but that's,
true.
Yeah, that's always true, but that's neither here nor there.
Exactly. So, I want to definitely...
Just before we begin, bro, I just wanted to say to you, happy birthday, hope it was the best day of your life for another year. I hope you will remember the days when you were young and free and nothing stood in your way. Hey!
I've never heard that iteration of the birthday song. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, as far as a happy birthday is concerned, I can tell you it's been a bit,
sideways.
Well, I want to say explosive again, not in necessarily a good way. I've been getting phone calls all day long because people are concerned about my safety since supposedly Russia has attacked Poland with missile launches. And I'm closer to the Ukrainian border side than I am on the other. So, people are just like, you need to get the hell out of there. You need to come back to the U.S. Come back. I'm thinking to myself, you know, I have had this discussion with people many a times, and I'm telling people, you know, don't worry about me. It would be extremely dumb for Russia to attack Poland. I mean, you can't do it unless, of course, they're ready for World War III. So it's, I don't know. I'm the immediate thing that came to mind when I first heard about it a few hours ago is that, okay, well, this is either fake news or this is a false flag incident. So I guess we have to wait and find out.
I remember one time when there was a earthquake in Christchurch, which is like, I don't know, 900 miles as the crow flies from me. And everybody was calling me in my audience saying, oh my God, Vinny, are you okay, man?
Really?
You know, even though it happened a long distance away, you know, and a similar situation to where you're at. I mean, you haven't heard any booms, have you?
No, I have not.
Yeah, you're not within earshot. So, hey, everybody, the situation has been normalized.
Yeah, and I was expecting, it's like, well, there's probably going to be a lot of people calling into the show today, just wondering if I'm okay. So, which is why I start the show with that, so nobody has to worry. Yes, you have. You're still on the crusade with the Christchurch thing. I remember when we recorded a show about that, and you had asked me about my opinions with my expertise on the subject. So that's still a thing.
Well, I mean, the question is, which Christchurch are we talking about? Are we talking about the harp weapon attack, or the staged incident to take everybody's guns?
Well, I'm talking about the staged event, about them taking people's guns. But since you brought
allegedly, and just remember that it's currently illegal for me to view any of the documentaries that people have made about the New Zealand shooting, because I'm in New Zealand, where you go to jail for 10 years if you watch any evidence that the government's trying to prevent you from looking at. It's like, imagine if the US government made it illegal and you could go to jail for up to 10 years for watching the Twin Towers collapse on video or anything anywhere online. All right? It's that crazy. It's that serious. So let's just proceed with an err of caution. You know.
Okay. Yeah, well, and I was explaining last night that you have, well, I think there's a group of people that you're associated with that might have been in danger because of this, and they, you know, they need some media attention.
The Counterspin media team, yeah.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well, imagine you shared something on Telegram about a documentary that was made overseas, and then the police raid you and your producer, confiscate all your equipment, and then forcibly take your blood in the cells with, like, five police holding you down. All right? And then threaten you with 14 and 28 years, respectively, in jail.
Wow, that's tyranny. I mean, and this is what's going to happen anywhere where they take away your guns. I mean, that.
Yeah, I mean, you really need to get Hannah and Calvin on the show, man. You know, they'll tell you a ripper of a story. And they're currently on tour at the moment. They're going to be heading up to Waipu, which is a place in New Zealand. Waipu, because you have to. And they've got a number of speakers on, Amy Benjamin, Damien Dement, and Liz Gunn. And these people are respectively people who've been demonized by the mainstream media here for sticking up for free speech, and are called ultra-right wing or far right or whatever right they're kind of saying, because now the media is basically hard left. So anything that's not hard left is therefore far right.
Yes, well, is the political climate sort of like that in the U.S. where anybody who's right wing is a conspiracy theorist or a nut?
Yeah, what would you call them? A MAGA hat wearing orange man bad Republican scum. I added the two ones on the other way. I don't know if they call them Republican scum. That's just my name for them. Anyway, we're getting off topic here, because I was actually driving around in my MAGA hat today. But it doesn't say, you know, make America great again. It says make Ardern go away. She's the current Prime Minister of New Zealand. And I just heard from somebody close to me that his son has just joined up with the Labour Party and thinks that the sun just shines out of her vagina. You know, it's so sad to see people be so easily led astray.
Well, when you have the media controlling the information, that media has been co-opted by this party or that party, it's easy to... I mean, I was actually talking last night about how these people, these candidates for whatever office, they usually have a campaign where they trash their opponents. But it's like the media has taken that over completely. They're producing their own hate propaganda against whatever candidates they don't like. And it's just gotten way out of hand, I think.
Yeah. Well, it didn't happen before Trump, let's be honest. Now, my theory on it was that Trump was brought in to make Americans hate each other and stop talking to each other. All right? Because he's such a polarizing figure. And he's so hard on one side or the other that there's really no negotiating or talking or anything like that to be done. It's always just make America great again, and then everybody else is just like, oh, you freaking morons. And so you've got Americans at each other's throat more than they've maybe ever been since the time of the Civil War. You know. And I just think about it, like the bureaucracies that are in place, the police and the military, that kind of thing. And people are expecting people who are order followers in an abusive cult, like the police or military, are going to want somehow be their saviors from tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
I think the very concept of a savior coming down the red carpet to save your ass is laughable. And it speaks to me that a lot of people don't know what they're dealing with. We've for thousands of years been under the rule of certain shadowy figures and individuals and families that keep somehow managing to transplant their consciousness throughout time of scumbaggery. Pure scumbaggery. And scumbaggery is what scumbaggery does. But anyway, I'm sorry I'm interrupting. Go for your life.
Well, I mean, I'm going to show my nerdiness here, but it's like in the Star Wars lore, the Sith always arises out of the Jedi. It's not the other way around. So... yeah, the corruption in these institutions—it's going to happen. The longer they're around,
yeah,
you know.
And people think that Trump doesn't belong to the corruption swing of things, mate. He laundered money for the Meyer Lansky mob. That's the New York Jewish mafia to you, you know. And if you think that a money launderer of the New York Jewish mafia is going to make America great again, he's going to make Israel great again. As because he had a bus that said so when he went to Israel.
Well,
calls himself the most pro-Jewish president in U.S. history. Calls himself that, right? Whose country is he serving? Truly, at the end of the day, and what country is anybody in the United States Congress or for that matter the Senate really serving? When they all belong to internationalist groups and clubs like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderberg Group. Now go and have a look at Trump's cabinet. As soon as he got elected the first time, Google all the names of his cabinet, plus the words Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, Council of National Policy, Freemasons, you know, that kind of thing, and you get a hit on every single person. All right? These are globalist think tanks who indoctrinate the best and the brightest in the game and then get them into these positions of power so that no matter who takes the reins, they're steering the wagon.
Well, yes, I tell people that there's so many people that hate rich people and how they're always into something. It's like, well, when you become rich, there's always... there's always probably several groups of people, depending on how rich you are, that are always trying to control your money, trying to brainwash you into spending your money a certain way, or at least controlling. Hey, Mike, let's get this break. There's always a special interest group trying to get you into what they're into, and then they woo these people with the level of power that their money can't get them specifically. So that's it's easy to turn these people and turn them into these kind of globalists.
Yeah, I mean, people fear to lose things. You know, imagine if you were rolling 15 Lamborghinis that you don't drive and like 9 homes that you don't live in and stuff like that. Would you really want to give all that up?
Well,
it's like Forrest Gump said, there's only so much money a man needs, but all the rest is just for show.
Exactly. Well, so that we can't talk about that without mentioning Kanye. What's your opinion on that situation?
I have not heard of this Kanye situation. You'll have to abbreviate me.
Oh, I'm sure you have. Kanye West, he was talking about how he's going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews.
Oh.
And how he can say any anti-Semitic thing he wants to, and Adidas won't drop him. Adidas dropped him the same day, and he lost $1.5 billion in one day.
Now, as if you needed more evidence that Kanye's got a big ego and puts his foot in his mouth.
It's insane.
This is just the latest and the greatest of the Kanye failings. You know, somebody needs to do a Kanye fail video.
It's happened. Especially with the White Lives Matter t-shirts. Yeah, and that's a funny story too, because he was going to try selling his White Lives Matter t-shirts, but funny enough, there are two black gentlemen who own the copyright, the trademark for White Lives Matter, and they totally stonewalled him. Yeah, it's insane. I'm actually really mad at Kanye. I mean, for somebody who's supposed to be a genius, and I don't think he's a genius. I think he might be a musical savant, but anything outside of music, he is just stone cold moronic about things.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is the thing. Being in the music industry doesn't qualify you for politics no more than business does.
Right. But if you're going to be fighting your own war, I mean, at least actually own all your own money, own all your own assets, go and raise your army first before you declare yourself to be an enemy of the state. it's amazing. But yeah, so then I guess you haven't heard about the Tyree situation, basketball player.
Oh, no. I go for your life.
Well,
hey, wait, actually, 1 second. I have just been given a new microphone that has just popped in the mail. So it's a wireless microphone, so I can actually walk around while I'm on the Skype and stuff like that. So I'm going to plug that in while you're giving us the story.
Okay, sure. Yeah, well, Tyree's a basketball player, NBA, and he got in trouble just for tweeting the link to a Black Israelite documentary. The ADL got on to him. The NBA got on to him. I mean, he's lost sneaker contracts. He's been forced to sit out like several games. I mean, he's losing money by the second because he refused to apologize for sharing this documentary. Because it's quote-unquote anti-Semitic, which is not the case. It's actually pro-Semitic once you realize who the real Hebrews are. And it's not these Khazarians and Ashkenazi and Sephardic people. So, yeah, you want to talk about people getting in trouble for sharing information. Now, I mean, there in New Zealand, they may kick down your door and arrest you and threaten you with years in prison, but in the U.S., it's on the flip side of it. Okay, we're just going to take away all your money. I mean, free speech has taken a dive since COVID, and you know, the government has definitely practiced on how to take away people's free speech and ability to share at least their opinions.
I mean, because who cares about the opinions of the masses, really, at the end of the day? Certainly not the elite who control the opinions of the masses by blatantly thousands of times a day through a thousand different mediums telling them the exact same thing in the exact same words so that everybody's on the exact same page, and everybody throws away the book that's on any other page, you know, and burns it. And nobody reads books anymore, so they're burning the internet.
Right.
You know? And trying to smoke us out of our caves.
Well, and this is like, this isn't like small fringe groups of people that are being persecuted. I mean, you have people who, of course, are awakening, or at least has come to the terms of the truth about 9/11. Even though there's nothing that can be done about it, there's nothing really to do with that information, except for, I don't know, getting rid of government agencies.
That was another thing I was thinking about today. Unless the media, like, repeats a thousand times a day through a thousand different mediums the truth as we know it, like polls come out for this and judgments get made for that. But the population of the United States, the population of New Zealand, the population of the world don't hear that stuff endlessly repeated in their heads so that they get brainwashed with the truth, you know? And so therefore, I was just starting to think, like, it doesn't even matter if the truth gets out, because it's never going to be the majority viewpoint while these institutions exist. It's always going to be a minority viewpoint. I mean, we were starting to get mainstream and like, the days before deplatforming and fact checkers and things like that, but they saw the threat that was there, and they've dealt with it using their pre-planned contingencies and countermeasures. And so we're going to have to try something else, for which they'll also have a bunch of pre-planned countermeasures that they've probably had in the bag for like 30 years that they never had the justification to use before, until we do something. All right, they got us really, really good.
So, I'm assuming, I mean, of course, you're in New Zealand and things are getting very, I mean, what is the threat? I mean, there is the idea that, yes, the government maybe, you know, made this thing to a false flag and to take away the guns. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing, but they've already taken away the guns. It's with the information shared. I mean, what's going to happen? They can't rebel because they don't have any guns. There's just not going to be a revolution. So even if the truth does get out, what harm do you think that they are worried about with this Christchurch information being known? The truthfulness, the truth about it.
I mean, obviously there is something like what happened in 9/11, the truth about that. It really rocks your core, and it takes you off to break. And we'll talk about that in a moment.
yeah, sorry about that. I'm just checking. You guys can take a break. Right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Yes, these breaks sneak up on me when I have a guest. You guys have to forgive me on that. So Vinny, we were talking about the effect if people were to have that sort of awareness, at least, that the government is not to be trusted on the information on a false flag.
The thing is, people don't want to realize that the government wants to kill you, all right? People don't really want to realize that. I mean, I didn't want to realize it, but I did. And I think that's the ultimate thing about false flag terrorism, ostensibly, is because if you realize the truth about it, that it's not your enemies doing it to you, it's your own government, that's a real terrifying thing for somebody to wake up to. Now, you know, a realization like that could turn you into a Vinnie Eastwood on radio and stuff like that. But there's plenty of other people who've had the exact same realizations I have that ain't done nothing with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like 9/11. I mean, what can you do?
I mean, you can make documentaries, you can make groups, you can talk about it in local city council meetings and so on and so forth, as many 9/11 activists did, and the fact that maybe, what was it, 50, 52% of Americans in a poll concluded that they didn't necessarily believe the government version of events on 9/11. That's pretty telling to the work that Americans actually put into waking up their fellow man and getting them to ask those kind of questions. Now, in New Zealand, maybe, I don't know, we're a lot more of a lazy, laid-back, less outgoing, less optimistic bunch of people. You know, we're trapped on an island in the middle of the ocean. There's nothing going on. All right, that's basically how you have to deal with it. That's life here.
Well, with the 52%, I do believe it's definitely over half of Americans believe that if 9/11 wasn't a straight out false flag, there was still some dirty work behind the scenes with our government.
Yeah, so they knew and let it happen or something. Yeah.
Right. So I think that's kind of telling because that coincides with the simple fact that our government, the politicians within, namely Biden, is constantly demonizing half of the country. You know, you can't, just because you're a Trump supporter or, you know, you're a Republican.
Wait, hold on a second. Are you telling me that I thought that Trump's job was to make half of Americans hate the other half and Biden's come in to make those half hate them back?
Yeah, I mean, I always make fun of politics called a wrestling show, but that's really what it's turned into.
People are just cult following identifiers with authority. You know, I'll say it. You know, if you identify with somebody who's got authority over you, there's something wrong with you, mate. You know, you don't have a real sense of freedom. Really, I mean, it might feel, you know, bold to say that, but at the end of the day, if you're putting your future in the hands of somebody else, it's an act of desperation. Like a child at prayer.
Absolutely. And so having, I think it's like a testing ground. They're testing how they can censor, how they can control the truth. Because controlling half of a nation, a country as big as America, with over 300 million people, if you can effectively control the opinion, well, control the narrative and the opinions and even the research that comes underneath half of those people, I mean, you've effectively created that divide and conquer. You've created that ability to stand behind your lie. You create the ability to do that with anything else. And it's not a slippery slope. It's like a sheer cliff that we're falling off into. I mean, I don't know how it is there in New Zealand, but it seems that New Zealand is one of the Five Eyes, and everybody's following suit. I think, you know, this spells danger. This is bad. I don't see anything good that can come out of this.
Oh, yeah, and they're just making amendments to the terrorism laws in New Zealand now, where it used to be, in order to be classified as a terrorist, you'd actually have to hurt somebody. But now they're saying if you make people feel in any way afraid, that's a terrorist act now. So if you tell the truth about the Prime Minister and it scares somebody, they can call up the government, report you, and you can be held without trial now because you're a terrorist. You know, they wouldn't want you to have counsel or anything like that. They might be dangerous. You know, just off the top of my head, the kind of things that are coming down the pike in New Zealand are being trialed here, and they will be coming to a town or city near you.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because the actual definition of a terrorist is someone who controls or coerces someone into control via fear.
It's a system of government that uses fear and intimidation in order mm-hmm. to bend the populace to its will. That's the dictionary definition of terrorism, according to Oxford, anyway. What would they know?
Right. So it's just that irony. Everything seems to be flipped on top of its head. And I'm someone who greatly appreciates irony.
Have you noticed? You remember back in the day when we first found out about this stuff, and we were walking around in a daze going, oh my God, everything's upside down and stuff like that. And we got so jaded for years because we had to realize that fact or whatever. And now it's happening all over again to such an extent that it's like we're born again, truth is again. Have you been experiencing this? Has any of the other experienced truthers out there suddenly having a whole new level of awakening and impetus like you did when you first woke up?
Well, it's like you have to become a cynic. You have to because if you're getting information from the government, it's, for me, my personal experience, it's like, okay, I'm being told everything's happening over here on the left, so I'm going to look over here to the right, and then I'm going to do my research over here on the right, and oh, voila, there you have the real answer. So it's, and a lot of times it's not even that double blind. It's not even that back and forth psychology. A lot of times you can just hear the lie and just go and assume the opposite is the truth. That is where I'm at. And for example, with this Russia-Ukraine war, there's so many war crimes that Russia is doing, war crimes. And I'm looking into stuff. You know, I've got access to Russia Today. You know, and it's like, okay, this makes sense. This makes way more sense. And you find out it's the Ukrainians that are burning down hospitals and schools and blaming it on the Russians to get more sympathy. And actually, that was going to be, if you didn't come on the show today, that was going to be the thing I was going to talk about, because, again, I've got many people calling me today. It's just kept me up all day. I've had no rest, but it's kept me up with the concerns about the supposed missile launches from Russia into Poland. And I'm looking into it, and it's like, oh, okay. So this isn't like they hit a city or some, you know, place of residencies. No, this was the border, for one. Only two people died, and evidence is now being shown, because it's still being updated, that the ballistics showed that it was not fired from Russia. But here we are, ready to go to war, because Poland's government, and we're part of NATO, right? And we have more American troops here than anywhere else on the planet. And that would be the thing to spark us into World War III, so we can continue to fight Russia and finally get rid of Russia.
I mean,
What, a false flag?
Well, wasn't that the reason why World War II kicked off is because the Germans dressed in Polish officer uniforms and attacked one of their own radio bases by the border of Poland, hence that giving them justification to invade Poland, which started World War II. You know, it's just the same thing over and over again. These people got no... There is just no creativity, you know. We need some... I was going to suggest somebody from Hollywood got to fly in there and, like, cook them up a decent story or something, but then again, there's bugger all decent stories coming out of Hollywood lately, is there?
Oh, that's a whole nother subject I can go on forever about. But yeah, actually, I was literally, that's the last conversation I had. It's like, listen, as far as I know, it could have been a spy trying to get across the border, couldn't make it, had to self-execute for national security. You know, and there could be a lot of scenarios. And you have to speculate on it because it wasn't like some massive attack. A little tiny explosion and two people died.
Yeah.
You know. If we were to believe Russia was going to attack, you know, if I were Russia, I'd stroll in with my army, you know, sit on President Zelensky's, I'm sorry, not Zelensky, I forget our president's
name. Putin?
No. The Duda. I'd sit on his couch, put my feet on the table, and then let the bombs just drop all around me. It wouldn't be some tiny, insignificant, questionable incident that could have been anything. It doesn't make sense. So, yeah. I'm looking for a false flag at this point to draw the rest of the world into the war. I mean, that's been used. That's a favorite tactic of our modern-day militaries and the world's governments, is using false flags to draw people into war.
Yeah. Has there ever been a war that hasn't been started with the false flag? I'm starting to wonder.
Well, you have to go back to the days when men had honor. And
since when did the race of men ever have honor? The elf said, "You know."
Well, you know, if I've got beef with you, I'm gonna let you know, and I'm gonna let you know what's coming to you. I've got enough sense of honor, you know, for that. But then again, yeah, our current day government agents and agencies, these are not real men. I mean, if you're going to hide and cower and lie and just have all the worst traits of a human being possible to conquer your enemies, well, I mean, you are the enemy, in my opinion. There's no honor.
I think what we're dealing with here is really a lack of manhood transition. You know, every ancient society had ceremonies and things of this nature where a man would transition from being a boy into a man. But we don't got that no more. What we've got now is porno mags and video games. All right. Which you can enjoy whether or not you're a man.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, are you going to talk about the androgen poisoning? Why men play video games and prefer pornography over talking to real people and going after real women?
I mean, no doubt they do. It's a hell of a lot easier, and they haven't got any reason to go out and get something that they've already got right here, right? You know?
Of course, right.
And that's the thing, is people don't make their decisions based upon obligation, based upon continuation of the species, based upon what's good and decent. They base their decisions on what they feel like. You know? Do they feel lazy? Well, let's make our decisions around my laziness. You know, I have a little decision tree here. How many lazy things could we possibly do today? Oh, we could do this and that and the other. Okay, sweet ass, that's my whole day planned out. When you're not lazy and you want to get out there into the world and you want to actually fulfill some kind of a purpose, you generally can't do that while you're just sitting at home. Unless, of course, you're actually putting a lot of work in on that computer instead of just using it to entertain yourself and distract you from whatever purposes you might have in life that you were put on here in this frickin' planet to do.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many people worried about their white privilege. You know, let's worry about if you can get your man card. Keep that man card. That's what I'm concerned about. I want to interact with real people that can at least have concern enough and to pitch in some way to making the world a better place.
I mean, this is my latest conspiracy theory. Did you know what causes liver issues? Carbs, fat, salt, and sugar, which are in absolutely everything that you're eating and drinking on a daily basis. Right?
Right.
And stress and sleep deprivation. Okay? Now, how many people are eating carbs, having sugar, drinking coffee, and so on and so forth? Now, you would say that's just about everybody, pretty much, unless they're like considered some kind of a health nut. But what's most interesting about this is, you know what liver problems cause in your behavior?
Well, I know sluggishness and lowered immune system.
No.
Being susceptible.
Psychologically.
Oh, psychologically. Well,
it produces apathy. Okay? So my big theory is that the scumbaggery pieces of crap who run this planet and own our asses got everybody into the idea of that all the bad stuff is good for you. That's the good stuff. Just so that their livers would produce apathy, allowing the elites to do anything they want to do and get away with it. If you've got an apathetic population, you can do anything. You can polywally doodle all day.
Well, it's a war on many fronts. It's not just psychological, but definitely physical. If your body is constantly fighting something, you know, fighting a lab-engineered virus, fighting a gene-altering vaccine, fighting, you know, terrible foods that you weren't meant to ingest, fluoride in the water. Yeah, and it completely alters the psychological climate, of course. Yeah, apathetic people, of course.
Oh, they're beautiful, you know. Hey, everybody say ho!
Yeah. Even just the small things like that, you know, people go to concerts and get hype, you know, so something to do with something that gets your adrenaline going, get the hype. Oh, COVID-19. Oh, even though the pandemic's over, you know, there's still people who are conditioned and don't want to be around people. So that's one more exciting thing in a person's life that's just gone.
My partner was talking about the kids, you know, the kids that have gone through all of this. Well, how's it changed them? It's just changed everything about how everybody does and thinks. And I think that's probably what's so frightening about it, is that society can just change, just like that, with enough media. Right, you got five media companies that control just about all the news and information everybody gets to hear. You can convince them of anything, and they can censor out anybody who says anything different. It's. I mean, I'd be in awe of it if I wasn't so terrified of it.
Well, if you would have asked me 20 years. Me in the past 20 years and described what today is like, I would tell you that you're a crazy person. That's not America. That's not the world. I would say, you know, I don't know what dystopian sci-fi movies you've been watching, but come on, man. Take it easy. But here we are.
Yeah. You know, maybe our we've been too lackadaisical this whole time, and all the stuff just got built up around us, and we just never did anything about it. Nothing effective anyway. And you know, maybe we've all been just taking it too easy because we thought, oh, well, you know, it's not going to come. The thing it's not here today. It's going to come tomorrow. And so it's like it's like freedom procrastination.
well, yeah. I love the idea that things actually happen. They're happening so much quicker because with that apathy, it's like, okay, the plastic is going to pollute our environments and we're going to run out of oil. Oh, that's not going to happen for another 300 years. I'm just going to continue to live like a pig, be selfish, and you know, not recycle, you buy a gas guzzler, you know, SUV, Humvee, something like that. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. But here we are, and we're looking at a diesel crisis coming up.
it's like you're telling somebody that there's a crisis coming up, and they go immediately to the nearest place and they purchase something so that they can do that thing that they're not going to be allowed to do in the future because you just told them, right? So how many of these crises are manufactured by information rather than actual real crisis?
Well, you got to have some reason to jack up the prices, you know. Inflation as well, yeah. Rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Yeah.
That's
same old, same old. I mean, why do people think that we get jaded and cynical after we've been doing this for too long? Because we've seen it all, man. We've seen it all, and the only time anybody tries to tell us something new, it's something we've already seen in a different form that came up earlier on. That we've already dealt with the shock and the processing of it, so that when people come up with us with these new and fandangled, amazing conspiracy stuff, oh, these guys are doing this and that and the other, we're like, of course, yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, but that is supposed to be a scenario of when you're 65. 7 years old. You and I, we have heard it all. We've seen it all.
I'm sorry.
At the age of like 30.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but that was just a thought that occurred to me today. You and I have lived our 50s in our 20s and 30s, right?
Yeah.
50s and 60s. Because what happens is you've seen a whole bunch of stuff throughout your entire life, and eventually life starts to end. And then you start questioning. We started questioning early, and that's why we've aged so much faster.
That is an interesting point. Vinny, we got to take the top of the hour break, and we'll be right back, guys, so stay tuned.
If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get. And you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.